DW Africa Link.
Not too long ago, Nigeria made headlines as the first African nation to launch a central bank digital currency, the e-Naira. It was bold, ambitious, and positioned as a game changer for financial inclusion. But fast forward to now, and the buzz has quieted. So what happened? Where did all that momentum go? And is the e-Naira quietly fading into digital obscurity or just finding its footing? Let's unpack the rise, the stumble, and the silence surrounding Nigeria's digital currency experiment. Stay tuned. My name is Josephine Mahachi. Welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter from Africa.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Now let's go back a bit. Do you still remember in 2021, Nigeria became the first African country to launch a central bank-backed digital currency, which they called the e-Naira? It was meant to drive financial inclusion, reduce the cost of cash transactions, and compete with the volatile cryptocurrency regime. 3 years later, adoption rate remains low among Nigerians, with just nearly 30 billion naira in transactions recorded so far. The IMF says only 0.5% of Nigerians have used it, and most e-Naira wallets remain inactive. So what happened to the e-Naira? Joining me to give some answers is Ikemsit Efiong, an economist and head of research at SBM Intelligence, and our own DW correspondent, Abiodun Jamiu. Let's start with you, Ikemsit. Just for you to tell us about the e-Naira, what happened, what went wrong, how would you assess the level of adoption and the rollout?
Okay, thank you very much for having me. So the e-Naira, which was launched by Nigeria Central Bank in October of 2021, was Africa's first central bank digital currency. So it's supposed to be these secure government-backed digital form of the Naira. Now, Nigeria is one of the countries in the world with the highest forms of adoption of digital currencies, not just in general. And the regulators saw this as a move to tap into that latent demand for digital currencies, the fact that the national currency, the Naira itself, is not one of the most stable currencies on the continent back in 2021 and even up until now. And so because of a lot of the issues everyday Nigerians had with holding, utilizing, and basically creating wealth, right, with the Naira, a lot of Nigerians have migrated to digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin and Ethereum. And the e-Naira was supposed to essentially be this digital form of the currency, which was supposed to be a lot more stable. It was supposed to help deepen financial penetration and inclusion for almost 60% of Nigerians that are not served by the financial sector. But the initiative appeared to have been rushed. Adoption has been very slow right now. I think average annual transaction flows using the e-Naira, something like 30 billion Naira. And just to put that in context, right, annual digital transaction volumes, just broadly within the Nigeria economy, is about 50 trillion Naira or something, along those orders. And so there's very limited awareness about the e-Naira. Not as many vendors offer customers an opportunity to transact in the e-Naira, even almost 4 years after it's been launched. When it initially launched, there were a lot of technical glitches, especially with the app, which was available to download both on Android as well as iPhones, where it was very glitchy. There were lots of complaints about account balances not being accurately reflected and people not being able to fulfill transactions. And then the competition has only gotten more robust.
All right, right. Now, coming to you, Jamiu, you are our eyes and ears on the ground. And also, I know that probably you can give your first-hand experience, not as an economist and not as someone who's in the industry, but just as a citizen on how the e-Naira has been for you. And if you've spoken also to some Nigerians, what has been happening all these years since they launched the e-Naira? Any major happenings since?
Thank you very much, Josie. A few days ago, I tried to download the app and to try to make use of it. So I understand that the interface, the app is not actually navigable by someone who is not tech savvy. And for context, the Nigerian economy is largely cash-based. We have vendors, we have bike rider, we have women in the market that actually do not know how to use this app. And we also, back then, the central bank said there is a USSD code to access. Right now, the USSD code is not functional. So for many Nigerians, particularly those that are even tech savvy, most of them are concerned about Nigerian government, you know, peek into their data. We know what happened with Binance about 2 months or 3 months ago. So the trust issue is there. And our public distrust in government managing data tools are also some of the factors that Nigerians, especially the tech savvy, are not really key into the system because they fear that the Nigerian government in one way or the other may be monitoring their transaction, which the normal cryptocurrency do not actually offer. They can transact as much as they want. But within e-Naira, they don't really trust that Nigerian government will not really tap into what or check what they are doing. And just for that, so that's exactly what is up with e-Naira as far as usability with Nigerians are concerned.
Now, you're saying you just downloaded this app a few days ago, and I'm just wondering, okay, you're not in the remote areas, parts of Nigeria, right? And I'm just wondering now, people in the rural areas, what's happening there? How can they also tap into this e-Naira?
Yeah, that's the problem. Internet penetration in rural communities are really still very, very poor in Nigeria. So most of them do not have access to smartphones that they can use to download this app. And I said earlier on that USSD, that the central bank said will help to bridge this gap, for now, is not functional. So most of them in rural communities are unable to make use of the e-Naira because what is supposed to be the tools for them to access, which is the USSD code, because some of them do not have smartphones to use it, do not have iPhone, Android phone that can access or download some of this app on iOS and Google Store. So this USSD was supposed to bridge that gap for them to access and make use of the e-Naira. Unfortunately, as of this moment, the USSD is not functional. So many of them in the rural communities are cut off from the e-Naira.
Right, right. Now, coming back to you, IK, I'll call you IK, yeah, so that I don't mispronounce your name. This issue also about rural areas, when the government comes up with such initiatives, do they ever put that into consideration? We are also hearing of low patronage, like only 30 billion naira worth of transactions so far. That's less than 1% of Nigerians using it. Why is that the case, IK?
I think a lot of the issues are a point that Abiodun has already outlined. I live and work in Lagos, but I literally just returned from a trip to the Niger Delta, and for significant chunks of my time there, I had no network access, right? And for an initiative that's largely web and app-based, right, that already significantly restricts the amount of people, right, who have access to it. There also hasn't been a lot of messaging around distinguishing between how the e-Naira is different from the Naira. So people utilize other digital currencies. For example, understand that even in the name of the name of the currency serves as a distinguishing factor for some of your regular paper banknotes. Right. But many Nigerians have struggled with understanding how the e-Naira is supposed to be different from the Naira, because a lot of transactions are already being fulfilled digitally as essentially quadrupled over the last 15 years, right? And so many people, especially in urban Nigeria, have gotten comfortable with fulfilling transactions using their bank applications or using some kind of mobile money platform. And so in that sense, they're using the Naira, right, in a digital way, right? They're not necessarily holding cash, even though cash is still very much king, right, in Nigeria. So explaining the difference between fulfilling a bank transaction using your bank app, right, and utilizing the e-Naira on a separate app. And then, you know, the CBN also didn't message very clearly around how convertibility from your regular Naira holding in your bank account to an e-Naira holding in an e-Naira wallet was supposed to work. All of that was just very confusing. So the switching costs were quite high. Messaging wasn't clear. The implementation was rushed. I think implementation started 2 weeks after announcement. Not many people were given the opportunity to explore alternatives. And it significantly dented the CBN's reputation in the minds of many Nigerians. So that, again, turned off a lot of people who would have potentially explored e-Naira usage.
Right, right. You have mentioned a lot of, mistakes that we say that maybe the government made a mistake or CBN did wrong in rolling out this initiative. As an economist, IK, what do you think, what are the three to five things that the CBN could have done better to make it easier for Nigerians?
I think the core thing to recognize about any economy is that all economies run on trust, right? So question has to be front and center on the mind of regulators as well as policy designers when it comes to onboarding people, a new platform, or getting people to understand a new initiative. So a lot more resources, and I think a lot more time should have also been invested in public education and in educating Nigerians about the e-Naira. And the thing is, we've done this before in the past, and we've done this quite well, right? There was a time when the Nigerian economy was so overwhelmingly cash-based, something like 90%+ of transactions were fulfilled via cash. And the problem for the CBN and also for a lot of the banks was, you know, how to get people to utilize more non-cash, non-paper-based forms of payment fulfillment. And we've largely been able to accomplish that. Like within urban Nigeria, you now have a situation where, you know, market women, bus drivers, mechanics, lots of people work in Nigeria's informal economy, right, are just as willing to accept a bank transfer or a mobile money transfer as they are to accept cash. There are some people who actually favor digital payments because, again, it reduces the cost of them holding and handling cash, either in terms of going to deposit it in the bank, or it reduces the security risk, right, for them, because obviously somebody holding a lot of cash is more of a palatable target, right, to, you know, to robbers or anyone who will try to target them. But it took years of consistent messaging. It took a lot of investment in terms of boots on the ground. Many banks and financial institutions and the CBN itself created an agent network, right, of salespeople who went to market, who went to where, you know, all of these economic transactions were happening, to basically tell people about the benefits of not using cash for their businesses. Something similar should have happened with respect to the e-Naira. The e-Naira, to my mind, is sort of like the next level in terms of pushing financial inclusion, especially in terms of reaching that still substantial proportion of the Nigerian population that remains either unbanked or underbanked. Cash handling transactions, especially for the banks, are still quite high. It's something like in the order of 150 billion naira annually, right, for businesses as well as the government, right? There's also something to be said about digital transactions enabling regulators to have a real-time perspective on economic data and how the economy is functioning, and using that and piping that into, you know, its policy making, right, as well as stimulus design frameworks. So the advantages to having digital currencies, and the e-Naira is not a bad idea, it just wasn't sold to many Nigerians. And when it was sold, it wasn't sold well, and it wasn't sold for a significant amount of time. And so that public education has to happen.
Right, right. Now, coming back again also to you, Jamiu, I know you've been talking to citizens in Nigeria just to find out what are some ordinary citizens saying about this. Why are they not patronizing the currency? Does it appear to you also that people are just maybe not interested in digital currency? Like IK said, that it takes a lot of time to actually make people switch from their daily norms, right? Or they don't have the tools, rather, maybe to patronize.
Based on my conversation with ordinary Nigerians, for sure, Nigerians are willing to try this out. I mean, but only if they feel saved, understood and empowered in the process, just like IK highlighted. Many of them were not fully carried along when the process were being done. I look at the same process in the Bahamas where similar digital currency was launched, and it took a lot of processes. But for the situation here in Nigeria, it's quite a little bit rushed. So for many of them, just like I said, I've lived in Sokoto before, where I spent like 6 years, and I understand the rural population there. Most of them do not have access to smartphones for a financial system that is driven around wealth. So most of them do not have smartphones to access this. And for those that even have a smartphone, there's this trust issues. It seems in some way, especially among the tech savvy, that the e-Naira with the KYC and everything that is required for them to stay on board onto the process, it's more like the Nigerian government or the CBN is more likely to control their personal fund with all of the data they are putting into it. And for some of them that have been transacting in cryptocurrency, there is this sort of belief, calm in them transacting their businesses on the Bitcoin, on Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency side, because of the level of indemnity that it gives them the safety that they feel about the identity and the transactions. So for e-Naira, some of them do not have the trust that the Nigerian government will not, in some way, peek into their data and in some way, track their transactions, just like they've had in the past. So right now, just like we said earlier on, there is nothing on ground. Most of them are willing to also try it out, but only if they feel empowered. And for the unbanked populations, those that do not have smartphones, the significant thing that they need to do using USSD code is no longer there. Just yesterday evening, I still tried the code again. It was still not accessible. So that's the situation among young Nigerians. But just like I said, young Nigerians are willing to try new tools, try new policy, but only if they feel saved, understood, and empowered in the process.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of safety and of course, security, IK, I know this is a topic for another day or another separate topic, but there's also been a lot of issues to do with 419, that's scammers online. Do you feel such initiatives also actually promote them, or they'll take advantage of this and you'll find ordinary citizens also losing a lot of money from this? And if you also believe that this is an important initiative in terms of the economy, rather boosting Nigeria's digital economy?
Well, security is always an issue when it comes to financial transactions in general. And I think one of the things that e-Naira actually has going for it is that it's rising financial inclusion and rising financial awareness in Nigeria is such that people will not automatically see the e-Naira as a platform that doesn't have a high level of security. So in that sense, the e-Naira has sort of that going for it. And then the fact that it is government-backed would also serve as a disincentive to a lot of malign activity, as it were, because there are very few people who would actually think that the government isn't monitoring, right, a financial transactions of a government-backed digital currency. So a lot of 419ers, a lot of online fraudsters will likely not utilize the e-Naira. One of the unspoken or little spoken truths about cryptocurrency adoption in Nigeria is that a lot of the first movers and a lot of the early adopters of cryptocurrency usage in Nigeria were actually online fraudsters, or people who were looking to circumvent government monitoring of their financial transactions for one reason or the other, the e-Naira will not necessarily have that challenge just because it is issued by the government by definition. And a lot of these guys are weary about government surveillance just in general.
Jamil, as we wrap up our discussion, let's talk about what Nigerian government has decided to do. I mean, to tighten the knots on cryptocurrency. In your reporting earlier on this sector, does it appear now that young people still prefer crypto to e-Naira? And what could be the reasons if that be the case? And also, what lessons can Nigeria learn from other neighboring countries when it comes to digital currency?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I think I'll bring us back to 2020 during the NSAS protest. Most of the money there were, solicited, there was confronted using cryptocurrency. So Nigerian government went to them and, banned cryptocurrency at the time. So these are, small aspects of, issues that actually bring out distrust in government. So most tech-savvy Nigerian youth, looking at that experiences, do not really trust into the government to actually not monitor or survey their transaction on e-Naira. So most of them, for my interactions, are not really interested for now in e-Naira based on some of these factors, and the fact that no awareness toward the rollout of the initiative was also not really rigid or rich to capture as many Nigerians as possible. The lesson Nigeria can learn from other countries, while I was studying the Bahamas and other countries that have launched the e-Naira or in the advanced stage of exploration. And in fact, for context, I checked recently that as of February, out of 134 countries, about 66 countries are already in the advanced stage of explorations to actually roll out their digital currency. So the lesson for Nigeria here is to actually take out a long process of awareness to actually brought Nigerian youth, the unbanked populations, back into the system and try to reassure them that the system or the digital currency is actually for their own benefit.
Right. Ike, if you can now conclude your statement and also lessons Nigeria can learn from other neighboring countries. Let's not go far as Bahamas or whatever, but other African countries in the region or maybe just in the continent.
One of the big low-hanging fruits in terms of digital payments, where digital payments hasn't really penetrated as much as much of the rest of the economy, is in transports, right, and logistics and just supply chains in general. So public transit in Nigeria is still overwhelmingly almost 100% cash-based, right? So, compelling, working with public transit operators, a lot of whom are government-owned and government-backed anyway, right, to onboard them on the e-Naira platform and encourage customers to essentially create e-Naira wallets as a means to accessing public transport services would be a great way to drive adoption. And we've seen success in Lagos, for example, with a limited scheme for its bus rapid transit services called Cowrie.
Ikemsit Efiong, an economist and head of research at SBM Intelligence, and DW correspondent Abiodun Jamiu, many thanks for joining us. Now, at the Africa Link podcast, we always look across the continent to see how the stories we are dealing with play out or at times even overlap. Ghana is also preparing to launch a digital currency, hoping to boost digital payments. That's it for this edition of Africa Link. Remember, you are not just a listener, but a crucial part of our community, and your engagement can shape the direction of our discussions. We greatly value your insights and encourage you to share your thoughts with us. Please remember, you can find all of the Africa Link podcast episodes on Spotify and Apple or wherever you get your podcasts from. This episode was co-produced and edited by Isaac Kalechi. My name is Josephine Mahachi. Thanks for listening. Until the next one, it's bye for now.
DW, made for minds.